everybody. This is a beginner's guide to interplanetary destruction. How's it going?
It's everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Everyone.
Hi.
There are a couple of extra folk here at the moment. Zach.
What up?
He voices
John.
John.
Waka John.
Waka John. And Becky is over there, and her silence is...
Becky, say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
No sulking.
Yeah, she's Melissa. And they haven't been on this thing, the Talking Heads point anyway, before. So, yes.
Yes, the name of episode 10 is Dixicles, and our group finds themselves stranded on a very icy planet, and they're suffering from cabin fever.
Cabin fever, indeed.
And then wackiness ensues.
Yes.
All wackiness and land mammals, aquatic land mammals.
Yeah.
Semi-aquatic, thank you.
Semi-aquatic land mammals.
That were the bane of your existence for about a week. Day after day of Dan coming into my office and just giving me the shitty stink eye. Like, I hate you.
I did. I would just stomp up the stairs and be like, God damn it! All I find is rhinos.
We learned lessons, though, about, you know, this whole season we've learned a lot about what Dan...
About what pisses Dan yeah. off. Yeah. Most things, as it turns out. All pisses Daniel off.
I want to say thank you to Groove Shark for featuring our broadcasts, which are basically like streaming radio shows, so we can play all of our episodes in sequential order, and there's some surprise little commercials in there.
Yeah, those turned out great.
Yeah, they did.
And they featured us on the front page of their, I guess, their broadcast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people are running broadcasts at any given time, and they were nice enough to feature us.
For those of us who aren't exactly sure what Groove Shark even is, Bill, why don't you... tell me.
Yes, you are. That is a good idea. So Groove Shark is, it's kind of like a Spotify or a Pandora. You can find a whole lot of music on there. And we were one of the first, we are the first podcast. And as far as I know, the only one still.
So we're innovators.
We are innovators. And good they kind us. Of.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else has really been doing what we're doing on Groove Shark. And when the show is streaming, when we're broadcasting, there's a little chat room and you can see like kind of listeners come in and out. And some people just weren't, they didn't know what to expect.
Right, yeah. So you can view it and listen and see if you like it. You can comment to me when I'm running the broadcast.
Are we still doing it?
Yeah. Awesome. They had some technical, like site-wide technical difficulties, so... missed a few broadcasts, but we're back. I did one last week, so.
Sweet. And that's grooveshark.com, right?
Yes, grooveshark.com.
Awesome.
Well, there you go.
So unlike last time where we kind of fumbled through our topic of discussion, this time I think we're prepared. And that topic of discussion is name your favorite horror movie, and Adam is going to tell you whether or not it sucks.
And what happens if I haven't seen this movie?
What's the probability of that?
Okay,
just all right. Bullshit it.
Yeah, totally. Does it suck or not, Adam? That's all you need to do.
All right. Oh, so I can't even...
Well, you can comment, but...
So I can express disappointment in you guys because of your movie choices, right?
I mean,
at least for a moment, give me that.
Yeah, ideally, you'll shame us all.
Let's up the game a little. Adam has to give a little fun trivia fact about it if he knows what
Oh, man. I might be able to do that.
Trivia? This movie sucks.
point of fact, your taste is terrible.
All right, let's start with Zach. What's your favorite horror movie?
I think mine's Halloween, the original Halloween. It might be nostalgia. It probably is nostalgia, but I really like the original John Carpenter's Halloween.
Yeah, it was innovative, so no, that does not suck.
All right.
He's got good taste.
Who's next, Ian?
Is that me?
Ian, what's your favorite horror movie?
Halloween's a good one. I also would throw, like, the first Saw movie I thought was really good. I don't know if that's, like, pure horror.
Yeah,
Judges
no,
say?
It was good. The first one was good.
Yeah.
Anything after Saw 1 was not worth anyone's time. Although I know, Dan, you watched, I think you've
seen literally every single
Saw
one
movie.
In the theater.
Wow.
It was more like my sister and I, every Halloween we would go and see him, it became a tradition. And then after the third one, I had kind of checked out, but we kept seeing them for four more movies.
Oh, man, or The Thing. That would be a good one, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this episode really does pull a lot of elements from The Thing.
That's my answer. I'm glad you said that, Ian, because
segue. You're welcome.
That was an amazing segue.
Thanks.
Do you want to talk about it?
I like that the dog that splits open. That's pretty fucking sweet.
And Kurt Russell's steely blue eyes. And that gross beard.
Yeah, and his chiseled jaw in 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, God.
The original.
Russell.
The Thing from Outer Space is a fantastic film, too.
Do you want to talk about your own favorite horror movie, or should we just move on to...
That'd probably be... It's easy for me, Alien.
Ah! Yeah.
It's probably just the pinnacle. No,
that's not your favorite. Bill?
Well, this one's kind of a tough one for me, because I have multiple ones, and Adam's kind of the guy that... Like, I watched a lot of horror movies, like, hanging out with Adam, so... I would say...
That's what we did in high school, just went up to the crappy video store and just got the shittiest, weirdest horror movies.
Right. I would say I'm going to go for a classic. I'm going to say Day of the Dead. Or Fucking Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead. I'll go the original Dawn of the Dead. But any of the Romero.
You can't beat the crayon blood.
Right.
That Tom Savini just tossed all over the place in Dawn.
And then contemporary, I'll go Shaun of the Dead. Why not? Stick to the zombie, because I thought that was a really clever contemporary take on it.
Okay. All right, Becky. What's your favorite horror flick?
I hate horror movies, and I've probably seen less than 10 ever in my life.
What's your favorite of the ones you've seen and didn't hate?
I hate all of them. The last one I saw was The Conjuring, which I didn't want to go see, but I went.
That's actually kind of a spooky film.
Yeah. Because it was scary.
It's pretty spooky.
It's spooky.
So
it's good to know that all of my friends have really great taste in movies.
I didn't get to go.
Oh, no one yeah, cares. It always comes down to you, Dan.
Get ready for disappointment, folks.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I was going to ask if Slither counted as a horror.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think it almost borders on satire, but yeah, it's a
as a kid, like a teenager, it was Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great film. Sweet
one. That's right. Still a great
it's
film.
So ridiculous, but
I've seen Shaun of the Dead and Saw. And those are the only movies that you guys have named that I've seen. I think I saw part of Alien once.
You've never seen The Exorcist? That's like a everybody.
No.
No, I've never seen
Rosemary's
Exorcist.
Baby.
Really?
Oh, come on, guys.
No.
Hmm.
Oh man.
And that.
Well, that was good. I think we were
on topic.
Eight
mostly.
For eight.
Yeah.
Good for
Everyone
us.
Has great taste.
Moving on. Oh, as usual, you know, find us on Facebook and Twitter, and our website is
harbingersofcalamity.com.
Nice. iTunes. Leave us reviews. Bandcamp is where you can find all of our original music and all of the various themes for the episodes we've done. What else? Please, someone, we have this email account, and I think all we get is updates.
We got junk mail. We had someone like requesting to enlarge our penis.
Oh, man. Hey, forward those to me, will you? And yeah, don't forget to give us feedback everywhere. And
enjoy episode
10. Dicksicles.
Bye.
Peace
Bye.
Out.
Bye.
Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 10, Dicksicles. This episode was factory assembled and freeze-dried for long-lasting great taste by Adam Bauer, William Mead, and Todd Roth. The main cast was voiced by the usual jerks in the usual fashion. Our MC was H to the McChisnitz, Hams McChowan. Additional voicing was provided by Dave Goddard and Sarah Hitzel. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams and was performed by the Interplanetary Destruction Players. Hanley's Meadow opening and Hanley's Meadow outdoor drone appear courtesy of the Rats and People Motion Picture Orchestra, online at theratsandpeople.com. The song Wait Till They Get a Load of Me was provided by Sex in the 80s and can be found online at harbingersofcalamity.bandcamp.com. Bacterial Love comes from Roll Music, online at rollmusic.sawsquarenoise.com. Finally, Hair Doctor provided Interlude and Walk. Find him online at soundcloud.com/hairdoctordj. All recording, editing, and mixing done by Daniel Williams.
After their steamy adventures in Goggleland, the Harbingers of Calamity are now stranded on the ice planet Akelrorak. With supplies dwindling and cabin fever setting in, John works day and night to repair the badly damaged Statham. Stuck together in a long-abandoned science facility, tensions are... Well, lock four antisocial nerds in a room together for 2 weeks, and there you go.
Shit, 11. I missed.
15.
Yes. Hit. Okay. Time to roll damage. 8 points. Nice. Okay. Now he attacks me. 14. Bjorg is way quicker than that. Okay. New round. My attack. God damn it! Critical fumble. Okay. Threw my sword. Now I'm gonna go fight defensively and go retrieve it. Okay, he attacks me as I move through his threatened square.
Will, you mind giving it a rest? Trying to write a new adventure over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I annoying you?
No, you were annoying 6 hours ago. Now you're just filling me with a murderous rage.
Yes!
What the hell was that?
The last moments of some sort of space spider. It gave me 8 stink eyes.
I just said I was balls deep in a new campaign, and I can't write with you making all that racket. If you guys want to pass the time with D&D, I need peace and quiet.
But I'm bored.
You know, your new story better be more thrilling than the last farce you called An Adventure for the Ages.
Farce? I'll have you know the tale of the thrice dead knight took me 3 months to write, but I finished it. When's the last time you finished a story, Oscar Mild?
Whoa, shots fired.
Oh my god, you are so clever.
Will you two please lower your voices? I'm aligning my spirit formation.
The who's what's the fuck is the spirit formation?
Everybody, shut the fuck up! Between Will's ADD, your chanting, and Eugene smashing every insect he finds, I can't hear myself think.
At least I'm trying, dear brother. Why don't you go masturbate in the bathroom again?
What? No, it's my IBS.
Ah, please, we all know what you're doing in there. Oh, I see a cockroach. Got him! Oh, I got him. He's gone. He did.
Joan, what's your boyfriend doing in there anyway? He hasn't even come out to eat in over a day.
He's repairing the Statham.
Speak of the robo-devil.
Hello, human trespassers.
Oh, it's only the robot.
Oh, what up, Styles? Slim me some tin, brother.
My name is not Styles. My name is...
Of course it is! If it's not your name, then why do you have that big-ass S painted on your chest?
You painted it on me, sir.
Classic Styles.
Thank you, William. I'm here to inform you that your services are needed. As you already know, we're operating at minimal power, and the service drones are in disrepair after 7 centuries. The Gen dignitary Wakojan has requested that you align the deep space satellite relay located in the inner ring of the facility.
Requests? What are we, his concubines? He sure likes fucking us over.
It's certainly preferable to our current doldrums.
I must agree. A sense of purpose is just what we need.
Fine. Styles? We're in.
Allow me to print out a map to the satellite's control room. Give me a moment. My ink is running low.
Oh my god, please don't let there be a paper jam.
After what seemed like forever...
99% done. And there you are. Your first destination is an airlock, and it's there that you will find the insulator suits that will allow you safe passage to the interior. Even with the proper equipment, the extreme temperatures outside will prove fatal to humans in under 30 minutes. So it's absolutely essential that you...
Cyclops, you sexy ass man.
Dave, wake up!
What?
I'll take that map. Last one there is a Swizzlebick.
Cheater!
I guess we're doing this.
Yeah. Hey, Styles, can I have a piggyback ride?
No.
Fine!
2 watts. They are on their way, sir.
Yes?
As caretaker of this facility and those within, I must again express concern sending untrained aliens into the interior without escort.
Hmm? Oh, they'll be fine. You gave them the map, right?
Eventually.
Well, there you go. Now hand me that positron scanner, Styles.
Joan and Eugene arrive out of breath at the airlock that leads to the inner courtyard of this derelict ice station. In the middle of the courtyard sits a squat circular building with a massive satellite dish on top.
Ha! Ha! You always were faster than me, Joan. Whew.
Ever since we were kids. Remember when you, me, and David ran from the Martluski brothers?
Ha! Yes, well, they besmirched your honor.
You remember that?
Of course I do. Well, parts of it, at least. They shouldn't have spoken to you that way, and after they hit Dave for defending you, I just lost it. Ha! I wasn't very violent in my old life.
Eugene, I knew you were in there somewhere.
Ha! Yeah.
I stand by my assertion. The story plays out better if Greedo shot first.
I'm gonna kill you, you fucking troll!
Ah!
Let us move forward. We still have a job to do.
Outside, the climate is fierce and bitterly cold. The wind slows their pace as they begin their trek through knee-high snow to the satellite dish. Just seeing this would make anyone's nipples hard. It's that cold.
Keep moving! Even with these suits on, we won't last long out here. Little Dave is already starting to turtle.
Better to keep some things private, brother.
I think I see the station up ahead.
Step aside. I have the door codes and Styles.
Hurry up! Get inside!
Man, it's dark in here.
I didn't hear the hiss of an airlock. Maybe we should keep our gear on until we can see what type of room we're in.
Good call. Is anyone packing a flashlight?
Ha! I'm packing something, all right. But it's used to slay babes, not illuminate our path.
Genie, that was pretty bad, even for you.
Stiles did say the majority of the facility is in the dark.
There's gotta be a switch here somewhere. Huh. Never mind. Must be a motion sensor.
A small control room is illuminated with a fluorescent glow. The satellite controls are beneath a dusty old CRT monitor. A large red power button flickers on the control panel.
Button! Oh, I see the button. I got this, dudes.
Whoa! Back off, Will.
Will, this seems to be very delicate equipment, and you don't really know the proper procedures.
It's just a joystick and some buttons. The controller layout looks like Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition. Let me just press this power button. Hadouken!
Please, Will, move aside so I can enter these coordinates.
Fine.
Here, David, read these to me.
Okay, so to reposition, it's up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, BA, start. Wait, what the fuck?
Success. The process has begun.
Why is the Konami code controlling this piece of alien equipment in another universe?
Speaking of, does anyone else think it's weird that a sentient robo-bean has a built-in dot matrix printer? Maybe this reality is based in 1985?
Commando. That was a good movie.
Is that supposed to happen?
That was not supposed to happen. It takes a few moments before they realize they have a visitor. A small girl now stands in the corner of the control room, her face painted with an unnatural smile, extending ear to ear and exposing two rows of glistening white teeth.
I was sleeping, and I heard you calling.
Nope, I'm out. Dunzo.
My goddess, where are your parents, little one?
They're probably in several dozen trash cans.
Guys, I've never killed a little girl before, but I haven't taken it off the table. Thoughts?
Parents? All the others have left me alone in the dark. You wouldn't leave me, would you? Do you want to play a game? I'm ever so bored.
Say no. Say no!
Well, what kind of game do you want to play?
Tag! The big one's it!
Was that supposed to hurt?
No. He's it. You guys better run or he's gonna get ya.
Don't be ridiculous. I won't play your little game. What? God! Ah! I'll hollow out your torsos and make a sleeping bag out of your skin.
Genie buddy?
He's it! Quick, follow me!
10.
Eugene, snap out of it.
9.
That escalated quickly.
8.
I am going
7,
to, get some fresh
6,
air.
That sounds like a terrific idea, Will. Me too.
5.
Joan?
Right behind you.
4.
The little girl springs lightly through the snow with Dave, Joan, and Will behind. They're halfway back to the airlock when...
Ready or not, here I come.
Eugene bursts forth from the satellite building, plowing through the snow, his face twisted in murderous glee.
Dave! Davey! Come here, Davey!
Joan! Joan! What's the door code?
I can open it.
This is all your fault!
Fatty, hippie, and drunky make it inside and close the hatch just before Angry Smashy catches up.
Open up, Meatfield.
What did you do to him?
Enough with the giggles.
Oh, that was fun, but I'm bored now. Let's play a new game!
You remind me of when I was a kid, you sick little fuck.
Maybe that's why you can't hold a meaningful relationship, and you'll die alone, you talentless drunkard.
Says the guy who got a squeezer from his cousin!
Second cousin!
Since the game is over, do you think you can calm our friend down? We don't particularly enjoy being on his bad side. Thank you.
I didn't do that! Huh. Oh, I know! Hungry, hungry hippo!
Please tell me there's not a stampede of hippos headed this way.
You guys are the marbles!
Why is this happening? Is this what John wanted?
Well, you guys can stand here and let these giant hippos gobble your balls, but I'm out of here!
Right behind you.
Four pastel hippos come charging around the corner. This is getting really bizarre. Anyway, they narrowly escape down the wide, curving hallway, hungry hippos on their heels.
Little girl, make it stop!
I see an open door up ahead on the right. It might be our only chance.
They dart through the doorway to find themselves in what appears to be a glass-domed warehouse. Tall shelves filled with crates rise up to the ceiling, where piles of drifting snow are visible in the dim starlight.
Everybody up.
climb.
Dave hops up with surprising agility for a husky man-child. Joan and Will quickly follow, all well out of reach when the hippos charge into the storage room seconds later.
Do you think they know we're up here?
I don't know! Shut up! God damn it! Well, they do now!
Peril gives me tummy troubles.
Oh no, they're going to knock the shop over.
They're like chubby velociraptors!
Under the combined efforts of the sanguinary hippos, the massive shelf begins to rock back and forth.
This is it. A few more pushes and we're done for.
Dave, what the hell? Not helping, dude.
I got scared again. Look up at the ceiling.
Through the glass dome roof, they see a familiar, smiling face.
I can see you.
Oh no.
Wolfgas! Where I come!
Meanwhile, back in the main control room.
Eugene, you absolute Karl Marx. Drats! I fused the dark matter coil to the phase inverter.
Most unfortunate. Sir, it's been over an hour. Perhaps we should check on the humans.
I'm sure they're fine, but if it makes you feel better...
My anxiety circuits, thank you. Pulling up security feed 394.
Ah! Get away from me, you shit-spewing river monster!
Why? Are there three species everywhere?
Davey! I'm going to violently pick the lid from your belly button!
Get away from me, you creepy old...
They're fine.
Oh dear.
And back downstairs.
What the fuck is going on here?
This is where the signal originated.
Jesus. Did we get someone here to stop a hippocalypse?
I'm going to tag you to death.
Eugene? Dave?
There's Will and Joan.
Oh my god. Dylan! Melissa! Help! Hippo! Eugene's crazy! And hippo!
All right, Dylan, attack pattern Delta. Here's the EMP grenade. I'm on point.
What? No!
Hey, Genie! Catch!
Huh?
No! You're ruining my fun! You weren't invited!
The little girl, she's some sort of demon.
Psh, that thing?
We were going to have a slumber party.
She's just a class 5 ectoplasmic spangler from the Dark Sector. They're ancient telepathic shapeshifters that can harness matter and bend it to their will. This one must have noticed your beacon.
These things will chew the fuck out of your face.
I'll take care of this. This is gonna be good. Come here, you!
No! Stop it! Let me go!
Shut up, Alessa.
No!
Nicely done.
Dylan! Melissa!
Whoa, hang on, Will. We need to reboot Eugene. His brain is organic, and it's going to suffocate if we don't get his oxygen systems running.
Why are you... What is going
on? Did Dylan always have that glorious rat tail?
It's a ceremonial ponytail, and it's encrusted with jewels and gold flakes. The hard reset is in the nape.
Nape of the neck. Yeah, I know.
How do you know? How are you here?
We used the statham that Ted gave us.
So, Dylan, is your beautifully braided ponytail something you'll be keeping, or...
Don't touch it! It's a sign of my virility, dickbag.
You know, it's good to have you back, you everlasting asshole.
Melissa, you look different. I can't place it, but you look more muscular.
I just shaved my head. Well, you guys look exactly the same. In fact, you're wearing the same clothes. Wait, when was the last time you saw us?
3 weeks ago, when you guys died on Nexus Prime. We heard the blasters and everything. Are you two cyborg replicants now?
3 weeks? You're telling me that for you guys, it's only been 3 weeks since we were on Nexus Prime?
Well then, we have a lot to catch up on. We haven't seen you in over a year.
But Dr. Crusher, you're not wearing any clothes. Mom, I'm using the bathroom right now.
Don't worry, he's just booting up. It'll take a few minutes before he's back at full capacity.
So, can we all hug now?
Aw, yes please.
Gay. Yes, why, I'm fine. Thank you, Susan.
Your ponytail smells like sage in my machismo.
Sage, let me smell.
All right, that's it. We're done here.
We detected a massive gen power surge from your location. Is everything okay?
Where the fuck is John?
Why, hello. Glad you saw the beacon. Big enough for you? Is
Dylan still alive?
I'm right here, whack-a-jack-off.
Ah, good. And you two have a functioning Statham.
How the hell do you think we made the dramatic transition that got us here?
Excellent. Ours was severely damaged.
Yeah, when you killed that guy!
It just so happens I've located an astromap that will guide us to our final destination. The Gen Forge. And hold on to your pauldrons, because we're going orc hunting.
Oh, shit! Did you hear that, Eugene? Fantasy world!
Dave, I want to roll a dwarf transmuter.
Huzzah! The Harbingers of Calamity are back. Sans Jason, of course. He was my favorite, too. What sort of machine is John assembling? When am I going to get paid for this gig? Those questions probably won't be addressed on the next...
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!
I'm going to tag you. To death! To death! I'm going to tag you.
Eugene, you absolute car mark.
Toss my Cyclops, you sexy ass man.
Fine!
Toss my Cyclops, you sexy ass man.
Fine! Fine! Hadouken!
Whoa. Whoa. Shots fired. Whoa.
It's a sign of my virility, dickbag.
Whoa.
Little Dave is already starting
Shots
to turtle.
Fired. Shots fired. Fired.
You absolute car mark.
Earl gives me tummy troubles.
Eight stink eyes.
Earl gives me tummy troubles.
They're like chubby velociraptors.
Got that sucker, sucker. Eight stink eyes. Got that sucker, sucker.
Ha! You guys can stand here and gobble your balls.
Dickbag.
You guys can stand here and gobble your balls.
Dickbag.
I'm gonna kill you.
Greedo shot first.
You fucking troll. I'm gonna kill you.
Greedo shot first.
You fucking troll.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I annoying you?